Now, please put your hands together. Don't make any noise with them, but just put them together like in a prayer shape, because Greco-Roman are in the house. How are you all?
Snappy fingers.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Oh. Hey, so how would you describe your music, guys? What sort of stuff is it?
Oh, my God.
I worked on today. Industrial Eurodance.
Oh.
That's a shortcut.
There you go.
There you go.
You don't have to answer that question. We're about to find out what your music sounds like.
Everyone gets annoyed
by it. Well-greased.
Everyone gets annoyed by your music?
No, the whole niche genre descriptor thing.
Oh, no, I'm all about it.
I get tied in knots with it. It's terrible.
I heard you walking around the room just saying the word adjectives before. Are you looking for some more? I've got some for you.
If you need them.
We'll wait until after the show, and then I'll give you a whole bunch of them, long ones. A
couple of turn of phrases.
Plagued.
Plagued.
Listen, you're an unlikely success story, I have to tell you, as a trio.
Actually, what we've got is a recipe for success.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you'll find, Matthew.
Well, that's right. It was like blue. It's like putting, blue cheese and jelly, and it's like, it's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
Billy had a great description of us the other night.
Did I?
Yeah. You wrote it down in the press release that we sent it to everyone.
Oh. Have no idea.
It was the trench coat one.
Oh, yes. No, okay. So we're not actually a band. We are, in fact, three merch businesses in a trench coat.
Oh, that's nice. Well, yeah. Is that maybe the perfect way to seg into telling us about your new...
Oh, my gosh, it so is.
Merch?
Damn, we're professional. That's why we're expert capitalists.
That's right.
And so look, we would like you to pull out the box that we presented you with, Mr.
It's
Corley.
An unboxing.
This?
It's a live unboxing.
Yes, it's live.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
Do some ASMR.
There's a little black sack that we gave to you.
Yeah.
And a really quickly found piece of cardboard box.
All good things coming.
Expertly crafted.
There's a little cardboard box. Okay.
Ignore the stamp. That was fast.
No, I'm not ignoring the stamp. It says Greco-Roman.
It does.
That's us.
Yeah.
This gives me a little clue. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's some just... you could...
ASMR.
Yeah, audio unboxing is, I reckon, the new thing.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
It's very good. Very good.
Oh, my God, this is beautiful.
So, what would you describe in front of you?
There's a little sticker covering the nest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the sticker, I'm just going to pull that out, it says PBGA. And then underneath that it says Piss Baby Global Alliance Greco-Roman Limited.
Mm. And underneath that it'll be your very own, one of a kind, because there's only one mouth that belonged to, child's orthodontic brace mold that's a candle as well.
Oh.
And it's just in time for Christmas, and it's frankincense and myrrh scented. It's got a little gold tooth.
Oh, my God. It's got a gold plaque on it.
Yes, yeah. That's so you can engrave it.
Not actual plaque, it's like a plaque in a different...
That's good. Yeah, damn, we should put that in the press release.
You can name your own child's teeth.
Yeah. Oh, this is so beautiful.
Give it a name. Give it braces.
Okay, I'll think about it.
So that's our line of candles that we're dropping for Christmas. You should buy them, folks, listening. You can get
it's
them
so
from
beautiful.
Flying Out.
Post a picture of them. Flying Out?
Flying Out.
They're running out. They are object d'art. Pieces.
Objet
have they got them as
objet d'art.
Have they got them up as like a pre-order type of thing?
No, they are at Flying Out in
sneaky,
person.
Sneaky, okay.
Squeegee
and
out.
Also online, and also you can buy them from our band camp if you're outside of Auckland and for whatever reason.
Yeah, they're really horrid items. You should get one.
Get your own demented candle.
It's a little piece of laminated paper that says Asbestos Tarot.
Yes.
Greco-Roman. And then there's a number which I won't read out because I suspect that might be my free download code for a song.
That's yours.
Okay, all right. Oh, that's okay. That's not in the. Okay, all right. Okay.
Your Piss Baby Global Alliance bum bag, also available from our merch page of Bandcamp.
Really?
You're always supposed to be on that hustle, you see.
Yeah.
Now, what you're holding there was, in fact, a download code for our new single, which we'll talk about later. And also. Your Piss Baby Global Alliance lighter.
I'm going to light some fires with this thing. Yeah. And then I know how I'm going to put them out.
With the
what?
With asbestos.
Oh, right.
Yeah, with asbestos.
Did you mean paraffin or something?
No, it's a Piss Baby lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, piss.
Put Didn't you get
oh,
that?
Yeah, oh, okay. There's layers. We've got layers, guys. We've got layers.
Brilliant radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've already broken the first rule, amazing rule of radio, which is to have an entirely visual segment without filming it. But I don't care.
It's like a radio play.
I don't care. Yeah. Sounded nice to me. And but by the way, it looks even better than it sounds.
Yes.
So you can go to that. Maybe you can go to the Greco-Roman merch page or the Flying Out website, and you can read along at home. But you're also going to play some songs, but some of these songs are not your average songs. They're new.
They sure are.
We're going to start with Gold Card, which I'm very stoked to got to number one on the top 10 last week.
Congratulations.
Woof, 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 woof. Mm. And it's our
public Guys, transport. I've been there. It actually feels really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So finally, I can tell. But congratulations. Welcome to the club.
Well, it's not our first.
No, I know.
And it surely won't be our last.
No, I know. But you've got a gold card now.
Yeah, that's true. So this is our number about... Tāmaki Makaurau is amazing public transport.
Well, it's also all of Aotearoa. Thank you, Winnie. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. No, we went there.
We didn't. Gold cards, you know. It's a rite of passage. It's almost that birthday should be. Congratulations. Mm. Here's your gold card.
It's great that you can use the bus, but I think it's pretty cool to be able to get the ferries. Like, so that's where you really cash it in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get that ferry.
It does all kinds of things, eh? It's like a multi-use card, right?
Just go anywhere for free.
No, but I mean like groceries or something.
No, right? It's just transport, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've done no research for this. Yeah.
Well,
song.
I tell you what, I would suspect after 50 years, we've probably got some listeners who do have gold cards. Maybe you can text in some of the wonderful things you can do as Greco Romac play the song.
Yeah, great.
Would you want to?
Sounds like you'd get a candle if you do that, maybe. Tell us what's the worst thing you can get in a gold card? I don't know.
What do you reckon? Do you want to play? Okay, great. Let's do it.
Okay, test. Oh, gosh.
What? Okay. Yeah. This is happening really live, guys.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable in the seat when I think about it. I'm not sure why I boarded this train. I went out of the house to go and do something, be productive. I'm on this train, I don't know where I am, who I am, or what I am.
I miss my stuff.
I'm
the train again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
On the train again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
On the train again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
Hit the pain again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
On the train again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
In the rain again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
Hit the pain again, I miss my stop.
Stop.
To rainbow's end, I miss my stop.
I miss my stop.
Stop.
Hit the pain again. I miss my stop.
Hit the pain again.
I miss my stop.
On the train again. I miss my stop.
Stop.
Hit the pain again. I miss my stop.
In the rain again. I miss my stop.
Hit the pain again. I miss my stop.
On the train again. I miss my stop.
Hit the pain again. I miss my stop.
Same train, train again, never gonna ride the rail again. Same train, train again, journey, grind and train again. Same train, train again,
never gonna ride the rail again.
Same train, train again,
journey, grind and train again.
Same again, same again,
same again,
same again,
same again,
same again,
same again,
same again,
same again.
And it goes a little something like that.
Dub will hunt, dub.
That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
What's it about? It's about...
Like being in the Eagles.
Yeah, really?
Because they,
in what way?
I always read that they used to practice really quietly.
Oh.
Oh, fun. Wow. Shade.
I don't know what they sound like, though.
Did you? Was that quiet for you?
You know, we like it real.
Oh, true. But, you know. Yeah. In the it's in the red, if it helps.
It's good to practice like that, though. But
yeah.
No complaints, no complaints.
No complaints yet, no. Only people just sort of texting in love notes and, you know, their address and stuff like that, yeah.
Cool.
We probably have to cough up on that candle.
Whoa, what's going on with this feedback here?
I reckon it's because those mics are right next to each other.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I'll turn this off for now. Yeah, here we go. It's okay. Yeah, sorry. We're learning as we go.
Yeah.
So, and now what? What's the next song, and could you tell us a little bit about it?
The next song is called Bootlicker.
Oh.
Which is quite
appropriate for our time.
It is appropriate for our time. I just feel like, there's just a lot of bootlickers around.
In a good way, or
no, in more of you know, voting against your own interest kind of way. But also maybe in a sexy way.
Oh yeah,
maybe it just gets a little bit sexy.
I always forget that angle. Bootlicking.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, one of the lines is bootlicking sub, so there you go.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. I suppose it is sexy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a club, a sex club song, I guess.
And yeah, this is something we haven't put out yet. We're going to put it out, which leads into the whole thing about, like, early next year, we're putting out a book album.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did even tell me that off air, but I'm still shocked.
There's so many coffee tables out there.
Yeah,
they
I know.
They need more books on them.
Yeah.
Big, thick art books that have just got tons of things together. We've got so much ephemera and collaborators that we're sort of trying to tell a little story about, I don't know, terrible neoliberal cities. Could be this one. Could be another one. We don't know.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a good bunch of contributors going. Forming. It's forming.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah, we can't say just yet. I think. I'm still working out the contracts.
Hey, a quick question. How long does marble take to carve? Does anyone know?
Oh.
Depends.
Can't be that long,
depends,
right?
Depends on what you're using, I should think.
Well, I was just thinking, what about a Greco-Roman coffee table?
Oh,
you know, the glass with glass with the marble, black kind of black marble bottom and the no?
Silver?
Maybe with a lazy Susan on top, it'd be fitting.
Yeah.
No, that'd be amazing. I wish. How do we get into furniture making?
I'll look into it while you're playing the song.
Yeah, great.
I've got a couple of friends. You leave it with me.
Okay,
leave it with me. I'll call Target. what's the name of this next song again? Bootlicker.
Bootlicker.
Good grief.
This thing I actually know, I'm marble carver.
This is everything's a business meeting, guys.
Bootlicker. Lick the dust. Future sweat, that's a rub.
no hat, no play. Ricochet. This room has no room, 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 has no taste. This room has no room, 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 has no taste. The house of
that was it was very sensual, actually. You sort of said it was a little bit sensual, but
accidentally sexy.
Some of those dance moves, Mikey. I didn't know you could do that, actually.
Well, maybe come to a show and you can see it all.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Got any shows right coming up? You know,
there's some rumblings about something to ring in the new year, but
we're not allowed to.
We don't know about it, but we think there's a New Year show at, but we can't do that.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're playing Gathering of the Shadows in Wellington, which is pretty cool. It's like, it's
all, goth fest.
All the goths brought together, all the like cool people, and yeah, maybe they'll accept us. I hope so.
I think so. Yeah. And anything happening for Christmas? Are you guys gonna have a nice Christmas? Are you having an early Christmas? Maybe. Do you want to have Christmas now?
Oh well, hello there.
What have we got here, Damien?
Guys.
Holy shit.
This is live Christmas
surprise.
Oh my god.
Well, we're breaking the cardinal rule again.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, we're doing visuals.
So you're number six. So I did a bad sewing job of making our own football shirt. So now we have a uniform and a Monster Energy hat each. which was given to us by ex-partner corporations and new sponsor.
I like this, like, when, like, we're like wearing gang patches.
Yeah.
Well, yes. No.
Officially, no.
That would be illegal.
Yeah.
You guys have to change into them now, though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys go and do that. We'll get a photo. And
put a hockey shirt on top of a baseball shirt. That's great.
Oh yeah, that's like that's a Trojan sandwich situation.
Trojan sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you put something in someone's sandwich and you don't tell them what it is and they love it and you're like, it's blood!
Oh, it's horse!
Gosh. I feel so And the beanie's going on.
Okay. I look terrible.
Thank you, Damien. Oh. I forgot your birthday. So thank you for forgetting.
Well, don't worry, everyone. There'll be... So look, that track made me start moving around a bit.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Now that is some praise.
Are we doing another one?
Yeah.
Now?
You want to do one more?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What is it?
This one is...
This is the one I'll be filming this one.
This is exclusive because it is coming out tomorrow. this very tomorrow. And it is called Asbestos Tarot.
Oh, that's why the words Asbestos Tarot won that download code in the box.
This is our second kind of romantic song, but our first song about cryogenics.
Yeah, it's about cryogenics, okay. About people who think that if they can get frozen, that they can live forever.
Yeah. But then it takes the perspective of that person realizing they haven't paid the bills halfway mm-hmm. through the process. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
It costs a lot to keep frozen forever, you know?
Yeah.
And
very awkward if you meet someone else during that time.
Yes. This was another thing I had to say about it. What was it? Oh, yes. We sang this one. Keen observers might recognise it from our ERO performance, the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
Oh.
This is one that was arranged for the orchestra by David Harris, and we performed it, when was that, a couple of months ago with the ERO?
Yes. So, yeah. It was great.
It was an incredible night.
Having a 30-piece orchestra play your music, I didn't ever think I'd ever get to see that until I was really old, and I am, but that was great.
Yeah. Maybe not as old as you thought you'd be when... Exploding Rainbow Orchestra was wonderful. You guys were so good. Okay, let's do this. And then after that, we'll just sort of fall into the sea and we'll have the news. Is that all right? So is there anything? We've covered off a lot of bases.
Covered it all, yeah.
We can talk off air.
Hope you like it.
Yeah, I think we will. I speak on behalf of the people. That's what I do here at BFU.
Don't forget to send your submissions through on the T3T and that.
That's right.
Yes, down with the Treaty Principles Bill.
And also the Regulatory Standard Bill that can get.
All right. You heard it here first or second.
Before you go under, freeze, quickly animate,
Whoa. I just had a text in saying some people actually went to Valhalla listening to that. It was really cool. Like, literally, wow. Like, died.
Oh, amazing. Well,
yeah.
Well, rest in power, I guess.
That was really, some people really found that very powerful. Yeah, it was great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for defying the odds and coming up here to 95BFN, yeah. Doing a live tour with
on
that impossibly janky desk we've got here.
Hey,
look. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You guys look so great in your hats and your like little like evil elves. It's good. I'm going to get some photos. Hey, after this break, we're going to be having some news, weather and surf. I've got all the news I need right here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. See you soon.
Bye.
Love you, Matt.